Welcome to Reflector Reflections, the podcast exploring the unique and fascinating world of human design through the lens of being a reflector. I'm Annie Richardson, a 5-1 reflector and passionate mentor navigating this journey alongside you. This podcast is a space to connect, share, and celebrate the stories and wisdom of reflectors and human design enthusiasts alike. Join me as we dive into authentic conversations, uncovering how we embrace and experiment with our designs, and the beauty and challenges of living as nine-centered beings. Whether you're a reflector, loved one, or simply curious about human design, this is your space to learn, grow, and feel seen. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome. It's been a while. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. I hope that you're all traveling beautifully as we journey into this new year, which is quite an interesting year. If you've been looking at what a lot of other people have been doing in this space, just exploring how the energy sets itself up for the year. Something in the last couple of years I've often done, but I didn't do it this year. And now I'm sitting here going, I didn't do it this year. And it was just probably something that just didn't feel energetically aligned. So, yeah. But there's so many beautiful, inspiring humans that have been talking about this. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, the Human Design New Year often starts when Gate 41, which is the start codon. Obviously, we have the other gates that lead us into Gate 41, but Gate 41 is the start codon that says go. And so Human Design is based around this is our new year. There's so many different new years in the world, isn't there? But before we go into that, actually, we don't even need to go into that. But today's episode is not about their new year, believe it or not, and in more about something that has come into my awareness, me personally. And I just sort of thought, I'm just going to sit and have a banter about this and see what comes out. And what I really want to talk about here is something that I feel that anyone with, one, a completely open G, but mainly reflectors will relate to, is this experience of copying, of mimicry, and things like that. So it is a way that we mirror back to people. And it's come into my awareness because it occurred to me, it was brought to my attention that a few years ago, there's something that I had said or written, which was pretty much a sentence, which was a direct flog off of somebody else. And, you know, hearing that was obviously very hard to hear. And I sat with it myself and I thought, I try to write my own stuff, but in this world, prior to AI, but in this world, I feel that it can be, if you've read something and then you sit down to do something, it can kind of be regurgitated back out through you. So the intention is not, I'm going to copy this person's content, but maybe more about, I really, really resonated with that and have taken on that identity as my own, or I've taken on what they've said as going, yes, and that full body feeling. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been sitting with this and I thought, isn't it quite an interesting thing? Because in my experience of just being around reflectors and humans, but I'm going to speak to the reflector here, it's very common. And I would love to invite you to explore this for yourself, how often maybe you've read something or really immersed yourself in a teacher or a mentor or studies, or and before you know it, you're talking like them, you're acting like them, you know. So it's the way it is, and I get that. But what happens when it can kind of cross a line? So I guess let's talk about the basics here. You know, let's explore this from a reflector point of view. So, you know, as reflectors, our charts are really open, and all the centers except for the gates are defined, and our personalities here. And this openness makes us incredibly sensitive.
to the energies around us. You know, we amplify what is in our environment, whether that's emotions, thoughts, or behaviors. And because of this, we're often tagged as the chameleon, you know. We do naturally adapt, we mirror, and sometimes without realizing it, we take on other things that belongs to others as if it's ours. And this can sometimes show up for us in big ways, like actually adopting somebody's belief systems, or just in small ways, like mimicking somebody's language or their sentence or something that they've written, and it sounds really good, and you really, oh yes, that sounds really lovely. That's what I'm going to say now. And just again, going back to my experience here, it's something that from a trusted person, somebody who I really like, and you know, 3.5 years later, they brought it to my attention to say, hey, by the way, this is something that I saw that you said. And I thought, oh, I love hard conversations, by the way. And I'm always trying to better myself. So for something that I've done, I can't turn around and go, oh, no, I wouldn't have done that for that reason. It'd be like, that actually, I think my response was, yeah, that actually probably sounds like something I would have done. Because I understand the nature of the beast of copying and mimicry and being the mirror. So I guess what I want to sort of explore this is in this uncomfortable, even me talking about my own personal experience, but that's how it is. Where does this come from? You know, we can just go, oh, in human design, we're open and we have this, you know, open G or open centers, and we're going to naturally reflect that. But why? So why do we do this? Why is it? Is it that our centers absorb this information, we take it on, we feel it's ours, and then we regurgitate it back out? Or is it because we're uncomfortable with knowing our own speech, our own thoughts, our own ideas? And so when somebody else is kind of providing us something that resonates, do we then identify that's now how I'm going to speak and do it? And so for me, just using myself here, I think it's a bit of column A and a bit of column B. So in the past, I've looked back now exploring this throughout my life and gone, there's so many things that I've picked up from others. And I'm not talking about conditioning here. I'm talking about literally taking on others' belief systems, their ideas, their thoughts, their sentences, the way they write, the way they do everything as my own, and in a way lay an identity to that. And then there's other times where I kind of have thought, well, why am I doing that? And it's often because I'm insecure in my own process, or have been insecure in my own process, and I'm unsure how to actually put this into language or values or words, or the world has shown me or has shown me this is what I need from you, and I don't know how to experience that. So my experience is then to experience it through somebody else and then be like, well, that's my answer. Even as I'm talking about this, it's really uncomfortable in my body because it's just like, yeah, there's a part of my life that's been like this. And I'm fairly certain there's a part of your life that's been like this. And that's why I'm having this uncomfortable discussion, because we are little mimickers, you know. What was that movie? Oh gosh, I've got to remember now. I've got to pull it out of my head. Mockingjays, you know, the jays, and they would mimic. So, you know, and there's a bird here, it's called the lyrebird. Lyrebird, actually, now that I think about it, that's kind of quirky, but the lyrebird, and it picks up and mimics sounds in from people, like car alarms, what people are saying, babies crying. It's a really creepy bird. I should put something in there, but we're naturally going to do it. So a general theme for reflectors is we can often think that something is our idea. And I know many times in my life, I've often been like, oh, I've got this idea, amazing idea. This is what I'm going to do now, right? This is what I'm going to do. And then I start to proceed forward. And then I find that 6 billion other people are doing it. And I'm like,
They've stolen my idea. But I often ask myself, is it a copying? Not a copying as in being a copycat, but is it a mimicking? Is it a energy to energy kind of thing that suddenly we then go, oh, this is mine and I've got to attach identity to it? But it's really not. It's a collective energy, it's a collective mind. So I see this a lot in the reflector community where one will pop their head up like little mushrooms that we are, little mycelium, pop, pop, pop up there, fertile fruit, and be like, I'm going to start doing this now. And it activates and initiates others to do likewise. And sometimes it's a very similar thing because the sameness and the feeling of that copying very loosely here plays out. And for me personally, I feel like that's a part of this process that we can be really caught into people, places, and things that feel like us. How many times you've heard on this podcast throughout the years, how many sports have I done? How many accents have I picked up? How many things? All of the guests that we've had on, how many lifetimes and identities have they had? Are we going to have? And for me, just going back to this one situation where this person had said, yeah, you stole that. Well, I didn't actually say those words. You copied that from me. And I thought, oh, wow. How much else have I copied in my lifetime? How much information have I put out there, or how much have I regurgitated out that somebody else? And I think, well, that's life, isn't it? We go to school, we're taught from somebody, we learn that way of thinking, and we do that. We go to university, we learn to be psychologists, we learn to be teachers, we learn to be whatever we are. And suddenly we are sprouting these kind of things and this doctrine and how it is. So it's the nature of the beast that we're going to learn and adapt and copy and follow. But at what point does it cross a line where you're not honoring your own thought process, your own feeling process, and also the thoughts and feelings and hard work of other people who have taken the time? And I guess this segues us into what's happening at the moment with, AI. Everyone loves it. It's great. Helps us get things done so much faster. But also, are any of our thoughts, feelings, desires, writings, is any of it sacred anymore? So we're, seeing a mass saturation of information. And so people are becoming, just from my experience, again, I'm feeling the energies of people becoming really like paranoid about, well, that was mine and that was how I wanted to, say it and share it. And then this person's come along and now they're doing it in the same way. And you read these things and you know that it's regurgitated through the AI, platform. You just know, you can feel it. It's just like sometimes someone, you've known them for 4 to 5 years, and there's no way they write like that, but suddenly they're fucking English professors. And that's fine. Sorry if that sounds like I'm having shade, but you do you. But it's also about, well, everything now is open slather. Everything. Anything that you write, anything that you put on the internet, anything that you feel is yours and you've got identity to it, you're going to put it out there and it's now somebody else's. And so I guess there's pressure there, isn't there? For whoever is listening to this, or reflectors, especially, we're going to know this. There's so much pressure to go, well, I just want my own space in the world. I want to have this for me. And now everybody else is doing it, or now my words are kind of mimicked and copied. I don't know if you've had this experience yourself, but it's very, very common. And for me, I kind of just sit there and go, well, this is where true authenticity can kind of start to show up, because somebody could copy my words, I could copy other people's words, I could copy their expressions, I could copy all of that. But I am me, and I'm very mindful, and I'm very in my experiment of taking my time, talking my talk, walking my walk. I'm not here anymore to please others. If something makes me laugh, I want to share it. If something makes me uncomfortable like this, I want to share it. And I'm going to do it through my own way. But that's taken me some time. So I don't even know where that kind of goes, but it's more about getting to that point of going, well, why do we copy or why do we mimic? And one, I think we do it to please and to adapt our energy and our frequency if it's healthy. And then we can release that and let it go and not identify with it. But what happens when we become kind of stuck in somebody else's expression, opinions, wants, in their definition, for example? What happens when we kind of get, intertwined in who they are and suddenly that's who we are? And this is something as reflectors and others, not just reflectors, but all types, have experienced this feeling of codependency and ways that we can be so enmeshed in the other that we can't see ourselves. And I'm looking at copying and mimicry and all this kind of content and writing things and putting out offers and doing all sorts of stuff as a very similar process. So, at what part, the question I ask myself, at what part of me 3.5, 3 years ago, when I copied this person's content or their blurb there, what, how was I feeling? Like, I just took myself back and I thought, yeah, there was a part of me that was probably a little bit unsteady and unsure, and this read really well, and there was no malice intention behind it, but I was like, I'm gonna just, that sounds really good, I'm gonna use that. But it came from insecurity. Looking at it, it's just like, oh, a little bit of unsteady foundation there. It came from insecurity. It was like I wasn't feeling confident in my way of putting stuff up on maybe the internet in this way to explain this. Or I've seen something that made me laugh and I wanted to share that, So there's a difference, I think, between direct plagiarism and copying and mimicry, but we also need to take responsibility for how we're feeling when we do something intentionally like that. And I'm not saying here in this situation that I did that intentionally, but I'm very mindful throughout this journey of self-exploration of me and Annie to go, there was a very unstable and insecure part of myself in this space, not this space, but in this space, for example. And how do I sit with that now? And how does that feel for me now? And it feels very different. And it might be like you get ideas and inspiration, but it's like you can have the confidence and self-assuredness to write it yourself or to create something yourself. And it might seem similar, but as long as it comes from you and a you-ness, then I think that's what we want to get to. And that's the whole process of why I do the work I do. It's about, reconnecting to oneself, really getting to know who we are. Because when we don't know who we are, we're naturally going to pick up on other people's things. But how many times have you been really sure about something? And no matter how much somebody comes into your orbit and they want to try and change your mind or change your opinion, you're like, no. So that energy is that self-confidence, that's assuredness, not going as far as stubbornness here, but that assuredness of going, I know me and I know how I'm going to react, I'm going to write, I'm going to respond, I'm going to be in this space. And in human design, especially right now, with the influx of information, with AI doing bloody charts now, it's like we've got a saturation of information out there, and it's becoming harder and harder to find and weed out those that are coming into this with lived experience, with integrity, and not just, resprouting information. And I say this lovingly because it's even the same information some people put about, the original teachings of human design from Ra. That's all they do is just resprout that information. And people think that they're a leading authority in that. Are they? These are just questions that just, excite me, and I invite others to consider. It's just like, why is it not okay to question everything? Why is it not okay to question ourselves and just go, where is that? Why do I feel the need to do this? Or why do I feel the need to quickly rush something out and get it out there? So I've gone off on a bloody tangent, like I do when I talk to myself here, but it's something I really just felt like having a chat about and noticing how this copying and mimicry can be a little bit dangerous for us. But it also is a beautiful thing because that's the mirror, that's who we are. And I know it's confusing when I'm saying this and now going, but hang on a second, Nanny, you just said that it's kind of bad and not really bad. But the ability to adapt to frequency, energy, and blend and mimic is one of the reflector's greatest gifts. I think what I'm trying to say here at the end of at the end of the day is frequency matching, being supportive of other people, being able to be a true mirror, being able to copy that. But not hold on to the identity of that and don't flog people shit. You know, at the end of the day, stop stealing people's content, stop copying their content, have a think about how whatever someone's saying to you and appreciate it for the inspiration that it's given you. And how about you kind of like feel that through your energy and your experience and then go, huh, this person was talking about this and this is how I'm feeling. And I want to express this through my own lens, opposed to just copying their stuff. Yeah, their stuff is a bit like blasé there, but you know. So being practical, I wrote myself some little notes here on a thing about how are ways that we can snap out of this feeling of, you know, because we are looking at the not self. I say not self in air quotes here, but the aspects of these human design centers, when we look at it, that them from the openness and the undefined shadow sides, and we the conditioned side of that. And so, what are ways that we can kind of like tap into that pressure, mental and physical, tap into that self-worth that we're feeling, or that lack of identity, or that lack of, you know, courage, or not trusting our instincts? You know, how are ways that we can traverse this so that we can honor us, like truly us, and speak and write and show up as more authentically ourselves. And it does come down to awareness. It comes down to self-awareness. And how do we get that? We start paying attention. We start having these uncomfortable conversations with ourselves. Instead of getting defensive when that person had mentioned that to me, I was very curious because I thought, oh, here is these moments where Annie gets to explore past Annie and go, what's going on for you? You know, but I'm lucky. No, I'm not lucky because I've done the fucking work, but I'm fortunate that I have a lot of tools in my toolbox. I have a lot of arrows in my quiver, and I know that there's so many of you that do too. You know, leaning into our grounding practices, leaning into our breath, creating nourishing environments, creating or having beautiful people in our spaces. We cultivate these experiences around us and we can drop into the anchorings of who we are through this process, you know, and through the process of not just diligently tracking your lunar cycle, but honoring your weight process, honoring the time that it needs or that you need to come to clarity and just sitting with yourself. We counselor Annie coming out here, but we so often run away from ourselves. We just outward, we're just like parachute, we're just going to eject out of that jet plane, just hit the button, we're out of here. And we're not willing to kind of sometimes just sit here, you know, just literally sit and just go, it's okay. I'm just going to sit with this. I know it sucks, but I'm just going to sit here, even if it's for 10 seconds, 30 seconds, and just go, okay, that's enough. This brings awareness and it cultivates more awareness because the more that we're aware, the more we build up that muscle, and it just keeps going. So I guess I don't really know what else to say on this, but the openness is a gift, and we are naturally going to mimic and copy. But at what point Is it truly ours? And as we kind of keep moving into this space of advancement, that's the wrong word, but growth, you know, we're changing, we're evolving, and with so much content, how are ways that we can avoid, not necessarily avoid, but honor our own process, honor what's true for us, regardless of if we feel it's wrong? What are ways that we can speak through the lens of our own lived experience and honor that lived experience, and that be okay? Messy, raw, real. It's a beautiful thing. It really is a beautiful thing to do, and none of us are immune to it. How do we, here's a question. How do we evolve going forward in this space? Like, I speak to some people and they're like, it's just the nature of the beast. This is what it's going to be like. Okay. But how can we, how does this make you feel? Like, how does it make you feel that something that you write on the internet, or you could even write a book, mightn't even be writing, it might just be an expression, might be art, might be something like that, and then just somebody uses that as their own. I mean, are you proud? Are you happy? Maybe you are. Maybe you're just like, absolutely, anyone can use anything that I have. Or maybe there's a sense of identity to that that you've attached, and that's just like, that's mine. And I don't think either of those answers, just what I shared then, is correct or incorrect, because I guess part of it is nothing is really ours, really. And maybe the latter of that is everyone can share everything is a better way to approach it. And having and attaching to ideas and identities can actually be detrimental to us, because we're not free flowing then, are we? We're being very rigid in this. This is who I am, but it's really not. So as I kind of like sit with this and explore it, I'd really love to hear your thoughts on this as well. Now that I'm saying it out loud, which is my process, I'm feeling that. I'm like, why do we have identity to anything that we've done? Why do we have that? Why do we close down and become like, really, this is mine? Why do we do that? Because it constricts us. Whereas just handing it over and just be free flowing in a way, in a free flowing, but you know, sharing and care, sharing and caring, but it really opens up that expression. And just one more example here about that, which just dropped into me. There's been periods in my life where I've had massive amounts of ideas. I mean, oh my gosh, I am the ideas queen. Like, oh, you probably are too. I could start a new business every day. And I've really learned to just go, I don't have the energy for any of that. And I wish that I could just be an ideas hub and just go, here's an idea, put it out there to other people. Nothing's mine. I'm just maybe tapping into the collective consciousness of that. So I don't kind of identify with it anymore. But sometimes I do like to still attach to things that are mine, like this podcast. I feel really passionate about it. I feel like it's mine. And it is in a way, but it's not mine, it's ours. But there's a part of my energy that's kind of entwined in it, you know, and the way that I show up in the world and evolve, ever evolve, I feel like, well, that's mine. But is it? Because it's always evolving. You never know. The offerings that I have, the work that I do, you know, it's very similar and same-ish. I've managed to kind of like get myself into a space that I'm very, very passionate about. Will that change? I don't know. Will I adapt? Will I grow? I don't know. Having that fluidity to kind of allow myself to explore into that. Will I be initiated and excited by things that I read? Absolutely. Always. Absolutely. Some of the best ideas come from reading other people's content, or being inspired by the revolutionaries that are going, have a think about this. And I'm just like, but I'm trying my hardest to not attach to anything. to live my life correctly, to kind of allow that non-attachment to be a part of it, but at the same time still support myself, my family, my creative flow, my lived experience through the only way that I know how, and that is through my expression. And so my expression is my expression, and it's always going to show up uniquely as me, and no one is ever going to be able to copy that. They can try, and that's fine, but that they'll never, no one can ever be you. No one can ever be me. We're all going to have this beautiful uniqueness that is us. And it takes a lot of courage and surrender to know that and drop into that safe space within us to go, there's so much love, kindness, human design, gene keys, all the things, astrology, whatever it is, there's so much of it to go around. And we don't need to become insular and not supportive and just main, main, main. We can collectively grow together and we can support each other together. You know, collaboration always over competition, my friends. So that's all I've got to say, I think, on that. I would love your thoughts on copying and mimicry. Yeah, I'd love, 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 love to know how that has played out for you. And yeah, maybe we can build on this together. Sending you so much love. Take care. Bye.